Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to the podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This podcast is for Chapter 21 and 22. Chapter 21 echoes the showdown in the street scene, where it's the, you know, pow-wow-wow aspect. Notice how Lee builds suspense during the jury seclusion by a series of still shots almost. A description of one scene, flashing to a description of another scene, and then flashing yet to another scene. Notice how the family bond is for Aunt Alexandra, how she responds according to her beliefs that you support your family against all outsiders. Notice the threat from Bob Ewell in Chapter 22. So Chapter 21, Atticus. Notice the tribute that the Negro balcony gives him when the court case is over, how they all stand up. That's a big part. Chapter 22, growing up, this is a good chapter for you guys, because Jem and Scout begin to feel that their father's alone in the struggle, and they realize that they need to stand with him as a family unit. The only other thing about 21 I really want to point out is the events in the 1950s and 60s that helped inspire and spawn To Kill a Mockingbird. In 1954, there was the landmark case of Brown versus the Board of Education, which was a separate but equal. This is where we started to desegregate the schools in Montgomery, Alabama in 1956. Black citizens began a boycott against buses for the segregation of the buses to be ended. And in 57, the federal troops are sent to Little Rock, Arkansas to protect the 9 black students who are attempting to attend the first all-white high school. So they're breaking the grounds of segregation into the equality that we all want to strive for. And then in 1960, the famous lunch counter demonstration against the all-white seating began. So we have the 50s and 60s where this book was being written in, with all these battles for equality going on. So therefore, this really highlights the Tom Robinson case and the equality battle going on in here. Notice the parallelism in Chapter 22 of the Mad Dog scene, Bob Ewell being the Mad Dog. Now, to give more of that animalistic feel and to draw back to that scene earlier, Lee writes, again, the character of Miss Rachel saying, "You guys get in the backyard and stay there. There's a danger coming." There are two things I want you guys to think about with these two chapters, and that is, one, protecting childhood innocence. It has been claimed that childhood was invented in this century and that our belief in the innocence of children was furthered during this century. So are children innocent? Do we have a childhood innocence? If we do, when is it? When do we exit that childhood innocence? Is childhood innocence important? And what is childhood innocence in the story? The second thing would be, why do you think the book is called To Kill a Mockingbird? And is Harper Lee using the Mad Dog and the violence a little too much in this book? Is it necessary? Is it not? Is this book meant to be studied or to be read? Is it meant to be a guide against equality, or is it a guide for equality, or is it meant to just be a fun read? What is your opinion? And think about that for the test. That's about it for 21 and 22. I'm making these really brief because a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about in class, and 21 and 22 really mirrors the lecture in class on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the racial inequality of the time period, the racial tensions of the time period, and the use of some foul language and where it came from. So I'm not going to say much more about this until class time. That way we have more in-depth conversation in class. Please tune in next time for Chapter 23.
Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.